Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship.
The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 13, verses 23, 24, and 30. Someone asked Jesus, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" He said to them, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last." The door you can't afford to miss. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Imagine this. You're 12 years old, and your grandma lives in another city. Her birthday is coming up next Monday, and your parents suggest you send her a gift. You think, okay, I've got time. On Wednesday, you finally pick the gift. On Thursday, you wrap it. On Friday, you drive to the post office. But the door is locked. There's a sign. Closed Friday through Monday for holiday weekend. Oops. Now Grandma's gift is going to be late. Grandma may be forgiving about receiving her gift late, but there's something way more important we can't be late for. Getting through the narrow door. Jesus talks about it in the Bible. Jesus says, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many will try to enter and will not be able to." This was Jesus' response to someone's curious question, "Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?" Jesus didn't give a number, but he did say the way to heaven is narrow. That means it's not a choose any door you want situation. You can't get to heaven by trusting in another God or in science or by just being good enough on your own. There's only one way. Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's kind of like showing up at the post office after it closes. You won't get into heaven by any means apart from Jesus. Without him, the door will always be closed. But here's the good news. Yes, the door is narrow, but that door is open to everyone. Jesus died to save all people, no matter where they're from or what they use to believe. He wants you and the people you know to walk through that door and live with him forever. Make every effort to enter through that door. We pray to the narrow door of heaven. Dear Jesus, you are the only way to heaven. Thank you for opening the door for me and everyone in the world. Help me stay close to you now, so I can be with you forever. In your name I ask it, and in faith, I know you will do it. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.